All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon coach Mario Cristobal, and the 18th-ranked Ducks have an open date this weekend, returning to action next Saturday, October 13th, against number 10 Washington. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes on line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, Mario, curious how you're managing the bye week between practice, rest, recruiting, and preparing for the Huskies. What's your guys' schedule look like over the next week or so?
Well, you know, most of the coaching staff stayed in California to be able to not only do a bunch of recruiting there, but to catch flights to our respective prospect areas. The rest came back. We gave our players, you know, we got back at 4 in the morning, so we gave them the rest of Sunday and Monday off from football activity. Obviously, they have a lot of academic obligations, but what we did today, all our coaches got back late last night, early this morning, had a regular Sunday practice today, and then tomorrow and Thursday will be a regular Tuesday, Wednesday, fully padded practice. Tremendous amount of focus on fundamentals, technique and whatnot, and every phase of the game, you know, picking out areas of improvement for every position group, and really working hard and making sure that the culture elevates itself to another step. You know, we have to continue to push that. And then our coaches right after practice will be on the road again. Our players will be lifting and running on Friday, going the football as well, doing some 7-on-7 work and some O-line, D-line work. And they will have Saturday off before they go back to work on Sunday while our coaches will be out recruiting. So I guess we're squeezing it all in, brother. That's what we're doing.
Have you gotten a look, an early look at Washington, and what's kind of your early scout on them?
A real physical ball club, real discipline, and a very talented football team. They do a great job.
So you said your regular Tuesday, Wednesday, then this week will be Wednesday, Thursday.
That is correct.
Okay.
We take the
thanks.
Where we find a way to alleviate the hitting. We don't have a game on Saturday, so obviously we take that off their plate, and we get an extra day of rest with the Monday off.
All right. Thanks, Mario.
You got it.
And your next question comes from the line of James Crepia, the Oregonian.
Mario, you've clearly cut penalties down significantly from a year ago. I know that's a big part of the change in culture. Is there a goal in mind for you for where you want the penalties to be? Obviously, the lowest as possible, but, I mean, is there a specific number you're trying to reach in penalty yards this season?
Well, I would say the goal is to be the least penalized team in the conference. I think, you know, whenever we set a goal for a phase of the team, we want to be the best as it relates to our conference. So, you know, we've made a bunch of progress, but yeah, I mean, we really could have. I mean, two of the ones we took, you know, purposely on Saturday to punt the football, but another two were just absolutely senseless, and would have kept us on pace with, you know, what we're looking at. I mean, we don't want more than one penalty every 35 plays. You know, that's been the lowest in the country over the last couple of years, and we like to kind of end up along those numbers.
Having said that, after the hockey penalty in particular, where that's a senior in that spot, what did you say to him at the time, and what exactly is the accountabilities when something like that happens?
No, it's very direct. We really kind of pull no punches. We teach, we educate in everything that we do, but at the same time, make sure it's understood that it's not going to be tolerated. You know, with that kind of stuff, you know, the consequences everybody pays for something like that. Everybody does. The result of that one being receiving the ball at midfield, as opposed to what it ended up being, a touchdown. So we're not going to have it. So,
wanted to ask you about the 20-headset rule. I know that got a lot of attention in the offseason. How have you gone about using it and adjusting to it so far?
Just abided by the rules. You know, it is what it is. I think when you – the way football has gone over the addition of all these analysts and the positions that have gone with it – you know, it'd be great to have everyone on a headset and everyone contributing and working, but you know, the rules are what they are. It hasn't affected us negatively in any way whatsoever, so it's been fine.
Last thing was, it looked like Carson and it looked like another offensive lineman were on headsets and signaling in to the O-line from the sideline without giving away too much, but can you detail just a little bit? It looked a little unusual. I've never seen offensive linemen on headsets and signaling in to the offensive line before. Just can you detail just the line of communication there for linemen to be signaling in line calls?
We got a lot of different ways to signal, so, but obviously that's something that's a process that we keep the information internal.
Sure. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Brianna Amaranthus, NBC Sports Northwest.
Hey, Mario. So you've got seven freshmen who have played all five games, no longer redshirt. Who of those freshmen have you been pleasantly surprised with, and who are you looking forward to watching develop more?
Well, I mean, the two guys that have obviously stood out in a big way are Javon Holland. We saw, you know, he's really played some really good football for us. Panay Sewell has played some outstanding football for us as a starter since day one. Travis continues to get better. I know people are going to point at his fumble, but he's a guy that's very conscientious, and he's going to work hard at it. And he's provided some explosive plays for us, and he cares, so he's going to keep getting better. Carson Battles has done a really good job, and at a position that requires some nerves of steel, so we're pretty fired up about him. Snead has had a good season, solid season. You know, I know he liked a couple back the other day, but he's had from last week, but I think he's a guy that's going to continue to develop and do a really good job for us. You know, Adrian Jackson has had significant snaps on defense earlier in the season and seen more of a special team going out, but we're going to keep working him into the rotation. Pleased with the way he's come along. He's got a lot of ability, a lot of learning to do, but he's going to be a really good player for us. Khalif has played a little bit, but he's played mostly on special teams, but a guy with a lot of upside that needs to continue to just develop, you know, and keep just to really just work on his craft and become a, you know, just a full-time, every-down football player. Aside from that, I see a guy like Steven Jones coming on really strong and doing some things that I think are going to help us out. You know, Tyler Shuck has had a few snaps. I know he's in a reserve role right now, but he's ready to play whenever he's called upon. Sione's a junior college guy, so I guess he's not a freshman, but he's a new guy. He got his first snaps the other night as well. Steve Stevens has gotten some snaps. We've got a lot of freshman players. I'm trying to remember all of them. I don't want to miss one and not leave somebody out and get somebody all salty. But, I mean, these guys, they knew it. They knew we were going to have a lot of guys step in and play, and we've been pleased with what they've done so far. A lot of redshirt freshmen playing as well. So that's a young team that continues to develop and grow.
And you mentioned Tyler Shuck there for a second. When it comes to the backup quarterbacks, how do you see the redshirt rule maybe coming into play there and hoping, or are you hoping to maybe give one of those guys a redshirt this season?
You know, I think we're going to let it play out and see where we're at once everybody's healthy. It's just, it's hard to predict. It really is. I mean, you always want to save a guy a year if you can, but the way football goes nowadays, I mean, you know, a lot of guys are gone in 3 and 4 years, so the fifth year never gets used up. So, or sometimes, you know what, it's used after they play a good amount of games and they have an injury where they don't qualify for a medical redshirt. You know what I mean? So The use of that year could come in so many different ways that you'd hate to try to set something in stone when it's way too early and then just have to reconfigure the plan. So it's on our radar, and we're certainly very, you know, conscientious about it because we want to do the right thing by the players as well as the team.
Thanks, Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Quipil, the Duck Territory.
Hey, Coach, just really quick, update on injuries. I know a number of guys were down, especially seems like running back is a spot where there's some issues right now.
Oh, well, Jake Breland was full go today, so we feel great about him coming back. And you saw him pregame over there. He looked pretty good. He was close to being 100%, but just not quite there. Feel really good about TBJ. He was full go today. He went full go on kickoff return. We spared him the running back stuff because we thought it would be a little bit too much for the ankle to handle. Feel really good about Austin. Austin's moving around, doing really well. So he's close to full go. So be full go by tomorrow or the day after that. I'm trying to think who else. Braxton, of course. He's recovering from the minor knee deal. And we expect him to be back in the latter part of next week. I think that sums it up pretty good right there. If there's somebody else, please let me know.
What about C.J. Verdell?
He's good. You know, I think it was more of a scare than anything else. He took a good shot, you know, in the leg, and he got right up. He was full go. Heck, he was full go at the end. He could have gone back in the game, let's just say that.
Okay. And I guess maybe Darian Felix is another guy that we haven't seen in a couple of weeks, another one of those running backs.
Who is that? I'm sorry?
Darian Felix.
Oh, Darian. Well, Darian did hurt his foot a couple weeks ago, and he's been healing up. That's another one I should have mentioned. So that's why he hasn't been as getting as much time as yet. It's been an injury, though. It hasn't been a playing time or a depth chart thing. He's had a little bit of a foot issue, a bruised foot, which it's healing up. We expect him to practice this week, and certainly we'll give you a follow-up with his progress as the week goes on.
All right, that's good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Evan Barrett, Oregon Sports Report.
Hey, Coach. So in that Cal game, Guy and Verdell had a lot of open holes, and Guy even referred to it as like a parting of the Red Sea. I just want to get your take on the progression of the offensive line from week one up until at this point in the season.
Sure. I think, well, the fact that you got to see these guys work to kind of understand where I'm coming from. These guys are just they're a very different group in the way they approach every single thing they do, like a true professional. And they've established their physicality. They have a lot of snaps together. Three of them have a lot of snaps together. And the two new guys that are in there, you know, playing with them have quickly adapted to our system. And they've just gelled. And not only gelled, they've excelled. They're keeping the pocket clean for the most part. Still got to clean up some things. Very physical at the point of attack. They're able to handle multiple schemes. So if the defense is overloading something and taking away a certain aspect of our run game, we can make a very quick adjustment. I mean, literally on the field adjustment and go to something else that can give us an advantage run, a numbers run. So it's just a special group that continues to elevate their game. And quite honestly, they're not satisfied. They're hungry, they're driven, and they want to get better.
And then one more question. Is there somebody on that line that's maybe shown the most, who's maybe shown the most growth you've seen from camp up until this point, maybe, on that line?
Ooh, that's hard to say. Come on, you know I can't pick out one of five guys. I won't hear the end of it from the other four guys. So.
All right, they've all
stepped up big time. They really have. That's a tough question. That's a tough question. It's hard to answer. I just think collectively, the entire line has done such a good job of taking ownership of the line of scrimmage. That, I mean, I'm excited because I think they're still just scratching the surface.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll take one more question.
And that's from James Crickett, the Oregonian.
Mara, just a follow-up on the recruiting bid. How much of this week is focused on trying to close out 2019, where you guys obviously have a pretty full class or thereabouts, versus getting started for 2020?
You know, our recruiting regimen doesn't change. We work hard at it throughout the course of the week. The only difference is now we do get coaches out to see players yesterday, today. Today there's only one coach out because we had practice, so we're able to kind of make up for him not being here. But Thursday right after practice, and as a matter of fact, two guys on Wednesday, they'll be out so we could really take full advantage of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday high school and junior college games. So it's pretty intensive. Luckily that our focus is we're very, I would say, localized in a certain part of the country, so it's made the latter part of this week much easier. The early yesterday and Sunday evening getting guys is when we really went national and went to the parts that are a little bit more difficult to get to. But the guys, they were back, you know, about 2-3 in the morning, and they were ready to go for practice today and meetings at 7:30.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for today, Mario. Hey, appreciate your time. Enjoy the open date, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Back 2 weeks. All right, thanks. Okay. We'll see you.